مبلغ فيوس my prayer مبلغ فيوس my prayer may you keep ascending success share مبلغ فيوس my prayer may you keep ascending success share
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. نويت سنة الاعتكاف. My dear Islamic brothers and respected elders, whenever you enter the masjid, do it according to the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Enter with your right foot first and make the dua, Allahumma aftah li abwaba rahmatik, meaning, O Allah, open your doors of mercy for me, and make the intention of sunnat al-aitikaf. The benefits of this intention is, from the time you remain in the masjid, Allah Azza wa Jal's angels will continue to write good deeds in your book of deeds. Also, this will give you the permission to eat, sleep and drink in the masjid, and if necessary, you have to talk about any worldly matter. Observing the manners and the adab of sitting in an ijtimai park, my dear Islamic brothers, make your habit to lower your gaze, listen to the following talk with full concentration. By looking here and there, playing with your clothes, hair, etc., could lead to losing the blessings of this talk. It is very important to make good intentions when you attend a religious gathering. So those brothers who didn't understand, I will run through a few good intentions that we can make, because the intention of the believer is better than his action. So make intention, my dear Islamic brothers, that we are solely sitting in this ijtimai path to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are sitting here to seek the knowledge of Deen-e-Islam, and whatever knowledge we gain, we shall pass this knowledge on to others. When we hear the blessed name of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we shall send durood and salam upon him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we hear about the bounties and the blessings and the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we shall thank Him by saying Alhamdulillah and Subhanallah. When we hear about the wrath and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we shall seek refuge Allah and do astaghfar. And when making any intention at all, my dear Islamic brothers, we shall do so by reciting Insha'Allah Azwajal. My dear Islamic brothers and respected elders, there are many blessings of reciting Durood-e-Pak. It has been mentioned that the mother of the believers, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, was sewing something at the time of dawn when her needle fell to the ground and the candle went out. Suddenly the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam appeared. The house was lighted by his presence and the needle was found. She observed with wonder how bright his sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's blessed face was. Whereupon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "Death be to him who will not be able to see me on the day of judgment." Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha requested, "O Messenger of Allah, who won't be able to see you on the day of judgment?" Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "He is a miser." Again, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha requested, "O Messenger of Allah, who is this miser?" Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, "He who would hear my name being mentioned and would not recite Durood-e-Pak for me." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers Alhamdulillah Azwajal. We hear about the blessings of Durood-e Pak all the time. But yet at times, my dear Islamic brothers, we become very lazy in reciting Durood-e Pak. So my dear Islamic brothers, make firm intention that whenever we hear the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever we speak of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we shall send durood and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It has been narrated that once Amir al-Mu'mineen Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu were walking along a street in the blessed city of Medina. There was a young man coming ahead of them. He was walking towards them. And this young man, my dear Islamic brothers, had a bottle hidden under his clothes. So when he came face to face with Amir al-Mu'mineen, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they asked this young man, "O young man, what is it that you have hidden under your garment?" At this moment, my dear Islamic brothers, this young man's heart fell in shame. It sank in shame. Because my dear Islamic brothers, in this bottle, he had alcohol. Now, he started making dua in his heart. "O Allah Azwajal, please do not let me be shamed and humiliated in front of Amir al-Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Please hide this fault of mine, cover this sin of mine. Please do not let me, Allah Azwajal, be humiliated and shamed in front of Amir al-Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala anhu." As he was making this dua, he was making dua, "O Allah, make tawbah from this sin today. O Allah, I shall never drink alcohol again in my life." So after some moments, my dear Islamic brothers, finding some courage within him, he spoke out and he said, "O leader of the believers, in this bottle I have vinegar." But Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Show me. I want to see this bottle full of vinegar." So my dear Islamic brothers, he took out this bottle and he handed it over to Amir al-Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and amazingly, this bottle was filled with vinegar. Hujjatul Islam Imam Muhammad Ghazali alayhi rahmatul wali states, after this waqiyah, a person repents from a person's dars. Allah Azwajal saw love in the one who repented and seeked repentance with success. The one who always keeps in mind their sins, feels ashamed and repents sincerely, then Allah Azwajal will change his alcoholic sins into good deeds of vinegar. Remember, my dear Islamic brothers, Allah Azwajal's door of mercy is always open. Pitter-patter rain is always pouring. And criminals like us have been given time and permission to repent, to do tawbah sincerely. Allah Azwajal's mercy is unspeakable. In ijtimas like today, there are many benefits of repenting. In such blessed gatherings, who knows whose repentance will be accepted and we all can be favored. Hazrat Sulman bin Mansur, rahmatullah alayh, says that I saw my father in a dream after his death, and I asked him, "How did Allah Azwajal deal with you?" He replied, "Allah Azwajal forgave me." I said, "Oh father, which of your good deeds outweighed your sins that Allah Azwajal forgave you?" He replied, "Son, you know I was a muballigh, a preacher in the world. And once I narrated a bayan on the fear of Allah Azwajal. And in that ijtima, there was present an individual, sinful individual, who had never been touched by the fear of Allah Azwajal. After listening to my bayan, his heart trembled in the fear of Allah. His sinful eyes started weeping in the fear of Allah, and he did tawbah from his sins. I had been told, from your bayan, the man who started to cry Allah Azwajal's mercy flowed into great emotion and he was forgiven. With that man repenting and crying, the whole ijtima was forgiven and you, the Muballigh, have also been forgiven. From this we learn, my dear Islamic brothers, how many benefits we can achieve from ijtimas like today. With just one person repenting, with his repentance, the tawbah, the Muballigh himself and the whole ijtima can be forgiven. We pray to Allah Azwajal that the same can happen today. But with us being so sinful, our tongues don't have the power and our hearts don't care enough for our deen to be touched by the fear of Allah Azwajal. But we should together, inshallah Azwajal, keep doing the zikr of Allah Azwajal, and inshallah Azwajal, we shall be successful. Again, my dear Islamic brothers, there are many blessings in ijtimas like today. So we should always make it a habit that whenever we attend an ijtima, we always sit from the beginning to the end. Because we never know when the mercy of Allah Azwajal shall be showered and we do not want to be missed out. So as we were hearing, true repentance brings out many madani colors. Where again this young man repented sincerely in his heart and the bottle of alcohol turned to vinegar. Also we learn that for true repentance words are not always necessary. It has been stated in a hadith park, being ashamed of your sins is repentance. The young man seeing Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, seeing their status and how pious they were, and the way they stopped and approached him, he felt so ashamed of himself, with just looking at them radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he felt that I am holding a bottle of alcohol, and Amir al-Mu'mineen will see this on me, what will they think of me? But if we were to compare, my dear Islamic brothers, with a young Muslim today who finds comfort in drinking alcohol, he will openly walk through Muslim communities intoxicated on drugs, alcohol. He wouldn't care when he sits in the park and he drinks alcohol with his friends. He wouldn't care if he walks out at the nightclub and he's drunk and he's maybe even his father, his uncle, or a respected member of the Muslim community would see him, he has no concern. And this is why he never finds the mercy of Allah Azwajal. And this is why, my dear Islamic brothers, he never finds the opportunity to repent sincerely. But on the other hand, this young man, not only because, my dear Islamic brothers, he felt ashamed on his sin, but he also showed respect to the pious people of Allah Azwajal. Like the Amir al-Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And maybe and truly it was this act of a good, respect that he showed that Allah Azwajal forgave him. So my dear Islamic brothers, again the young man, the respect he felt in his heart, feeling ashamed, carrying a bottle of alcohol, repented sincerely. Allah Azwajal liked the way he felt ashamed in front of Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and this young man became successful in this world and the hereafter. We also must bear in mind that whenever making dua, it is not always necessary to speak with words. Dua can be made in the heart and be granted. Whilst going to sleep, if you don't want to use your tongue, you can make dua in your heart. Whenever making dua, you should try to cry as we are encouraged in the ijtimas of Dawat-e-Islami, or make your face as you are crying. To make dua in your heart, my dear Islamic brothers, there is one benefit, that the shaitan cannot distract you, because while speaking, he can change your way of asking by putting different thoughts into your mind. But he cannot change what you are feeling and what your heart is asking for. We also learn, when making dua from your mouth, you could just be speaking, but your heart may be elsewhere. And we see that is something which is common today with us. So my dear Islamic brothers, we also learn it is important that when making dua, your heart must be present there, in the court of Allah Azwajal. Otherwise, making dua and your heart is elsewhere, then again you are wasting your time. We also learn that we should always adopt the habit of repenting at all times. making firm intention to save ourselves from sin as much as possible. If committed a sin, we should always keep it in mind, because when we commit a sin, my dear Islamic brothers, we tend to forget about it. But when we perform any good deed in our life, we will always remember it. If we done anyone a favor, years will pass, but we will always remember that we helped so-and-so person out on so-and-so day, or so-and-so year. I went to the masjid, and I sat in the masjid all night, and I read the Holy Quran. But we will never forget, my dear Islamic brothers, how many sins we committed on that very day. And this is indeed a very bad practice, a very bad habit that we have implemented into our lives. If we truly understood the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, we would never think like this. By always going on in this way, we only double our sin and we ruin our good deeds. How unfortunate are we that whenever done something good years ago will pass, but we will never forget it. But the amount of sins we commit in a day, we never even try to remember it. And this is where Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, when you have performed a good deed, forget about it. When you commit a sin, always keep it in your mind. And this only happens, my dear Islamic brothers, because we are attached to a practical environment where the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is being implemented. Or we don't make it a habit to travel in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal in the Madani Kafle of Dawat Islami, to change our ways of living and try to adapt and implement the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in our lives. It has been mentioned that once Hazrat Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi were narrating a bayan, and a young man who was passing by, who was very popular for drinking alcohol, committing adultery, gambling, robbing, he was a very sinful, disobedient individual. So as he was passing the gathering of Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, they were reading their bayan. People were all focused, concentrating on the bayan, which was affecting many in the crowd. During the bayan, they started to read the tafsir of the Holy Quran. Hearing the tafsir of the Holy Quran, this young man stood up and he spoke and he said, O pious being, will Allah Azza wa Jal accept the repentance of a dirty, dredged sinner like me? Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi replied, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant your repentance accepted in His court. At this very moment, my dear Islamic brothers, this young man heard this and the color of his face turned pale. His whole body started trembling. He gave out a loud scream and fell with a thud to the ground. And he started to utter words as such, O young, the one to disobey the one of the arsh, do you know the punishment of the sinners? For the disobedient there is Jahannam, where there is thunder. The day you shall be held by your forehead shall be ghazab. Yes, if you can handle the fire, then be disobedient. Otherwise, save yourself from disobedience. Who have you committed sin for? You have committed sin and trapped yourself. Now try to save yourself. Then this young man screamed again and he fell unconscious. After waking up after some time, he spoke and he said, Ya Sheikh, tell me, will Allah the Merciful accept the tawbah of a sinful being like me? Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi replied, of course, Allah Azza wa Jal accepts the repentance of sinners who repent. So this young man, my dear Islamic brothers, made three du'as in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Number one, O Allah Azza wa Jal, if you have accepted my repentance and forgiven my sins, then make my mentality stronger and grant me respect, that when I hear something about my deen and the Holy Quran, I remember it and I always keep it in mind. Number two, O Allah Azza wa Jal, give me loads of blessings in my voice, meaning ta'seer, that it becomes extra moving, that when I do tilawat of the Holy Quran, a stone heart softens when hearing my voice. Number three, O Allah Azza wa Jal, grant me halal earnings. Grant me earnings where I do not do suspicion. Therefore, my dear Islamic brothers, the merciful Allah Azza wa Jal granted all three of his du'as. His way or his mentality, his zan became very madni and strong. Whosoever heard his tilawat would seek repentance and do tawbah. Every day there would be a plate of food with two pieces of bread put into his house, but he would not know where it has come from. In this state, this young man left the world, and his name was Atbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah have mercy on him and forgive us sinful beings for his sake. So we see, my dear Islamic brothers, Allah Azza wa Jal never reveals a person's good deeds. The town's biggest sinful individual, good for nothing, comes into Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi's gathering, listens to them, and repents sincerely, that his whole life changes and his status becomes so high that his du'as are accepted. It is stated in Kimiyai Sadat that a Buzurg rahmatullah alayhi says, people, the way people are afraid of poverty, if only they would fear Jahannam in the same way. The way man loves wealth, if only he would love Jannah the same way, that way he would achieve both. The way man is afraid of oblivious people in life, if only hidden within him, he would be afraid of Allah Azza wa Jal, that way he would feel for both. My dear Islamic brothers, it is narrated in Makashfatul Qulub, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi mentions, there was once a man who had made a register. Just like today, we have diaries or we take note of certain jobs that we need to do and certain places that we need to go. Or a questionnaire. Like today, we have been gifted the Madani Inamat by Amir-e-Ahl-e-Sunnah Damat Barakatumul Aliya. So he had something similar. And whenever this man knew or realized that I have committed a sin, he would write it down. Once he opened his register to write down his sins, and there inside was stated the verse of the Holy Quran, Imam Ahl-e-Sunnat Mawlana Shah Ahmad Raza Khan Alayhi Rahmatul Rahman gives translation in Kanzul Iman, but he who repents and believes and does good deeds, then Allah will change the vice of such person with virtue. And Allah is the most forgiving and the most merciful. So with the barakat of doing tawbah, all his sins were being transformed into nekiyah. Have faith in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal and be overwhelmed. So my dear Islamic brothers, to make it more easy for yourself, you can inshallah Azza wa Jal travel with the Madani Kafle of Dawat Islami. Because in the Madani Kafle of Dawat Islami, my dear Islamic brothers, not only is the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam implemented, but it becomes easy for you to save yourself from sin and get in the habit of performing good deeds. If we leave this ijtima today and go back to our normal lives, without doubt, my dear Islamic brothers, by end of the week, we will know how weak will we become. Because we have not attached ourselves to good company. So alhamdulillah, Zujal, my dear Islamic brothers, we have all already been given the solution, the Madani Inamat. To take accountability yourself every night. To make sincere tawbah every night. To have hatred in your heart for sin. To have encouragement in your heart to perform good deeds. And you could do this by the Islamic brothers. And to make it easy for yourself, travel on the Madani Kafla of Dawat Islami. 3 days inshallah, Zujal, when you fill in your Madani Inamat card every night, it will become something normal in your life. So when you leave and you go back to your normal life, inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will stay steadfast upon your tawbah. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability and tawfiq, what we have learnt, act upon this knowledge, pass it on to others. And may Allah give us the tawfiq to make sincere tawbah today in this ijtimai park. Ameen, bijahi nabila, ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
O Muballik, for you is my prayer. O Muballik, for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success.